having sex with the dead. How can it be reprehensible? The looks on their dead faces as they plunge into you, your hand circling a column of one-time flesh and pulsing blood that now has long been ash and dispersed chemicals. The half-glimpsed mirror over their shoulders. This one on the floor of his sitting room, unexpectedly one far afternoon. That one whose house you broke into, climbing through his bathroom window after a row. The one who called you a mermaid. The one who was gay, really, but you both forgot. They've all forgotten now. Forgotten you and their wives and the other mermaids who slithered in their beds and took their breath. Disentangle your fingers from their hair. Let them float away like Hylas after the nymphs dragged him gurgling into the pool.